Hi, my name is Adriana Williams, and I go to Garfield High School, and I'm 15 years old. The type of digital technologies I use is an iPod, cell phone, computer. My cell phone, I use about maybe 2 hours a day, and my computer, I use about 1.5, and my iPod, about 4 to 5 hours. And I use my cell phone at home and at school. I use my iPod at home and at school, and my computer at home. And I like MySpace because you can keep in contact with your friends, and it's not bad because you have a friend list, and so you can like approve people that you know, and people that you don't know, you can go to their pages and see like who they are and stuff like that. And you can always deny them, and you can have your page private, so you have to see who each person is before you accept them as your friend. And all my people on my friend list that I have, I all know them. They go to my school, or I know them from like around. And what else? I like my phone a lot because I like talking on it and I like texting. But I didn't have text for a while because I went over on my bill. And I got my phone taken, like Mom just said. And but texting is convenient because, I don't know, it's just easier and it's fun just to do. And for me, interactions face-to-face is not that hard because I like talking a lot, depending on who the person is. And my social life is good because if you're at home, then your friends can call you or they can text you, or you have MySpace or you have internet. I don't really use internet very well. I don't know how to like email anyone yet, but I'm learning. And at school, we should be allowed to use like our emails because we could like send stuff. Like if we had a project due, we could send it to our email and then we could check it at home. But they have all that blocked. I mean, I understand MySpace being blocked or IMing or anything like that. But there's some things that are not necessary to be blocked. And for political stuff, I don't really use any of my things for political at all. And one thing that I actually would like to tell adults about, like technology, is MySpace, you have to be like, I don't know how to explain it, but know what you're doing and don't talk to people that you don't know. And like text messaging and stuff, I learned my lesson the hard way because I got my phone taken quite a many times and I got text turned off for like 3 months so I could only call and use my phone. But I got it back, and so, I don't know, just earning that trust back is better. And another thing I like to tell adults is to teach your kids the right way how to use technology, and then trust them, and then if they do something that loses your trust, then discipline them in a good way, matter that you discipline them, I guess. Me, like maybe once a month, maybe. So it's not that bad. Any more questions? Go ahead. I do, but it's like a lot of my friends don't. They have one. Like I use it for my teachers. I have to email my teachers, but I kind of don't know how to email, like send a message or anything, and No, or I use it for people to, like, if I wanted to sign up for something, they can email me and I'll check it in and they leave their contact information and stuff like that. Go ahead. Yes. Go ahead. Oh. My cutoff for weekends, I don't really have one, but I normally sleep. But mine is like, I think my cutoff is 10 o'clock, I think, for, like, talking. But, like, I might text until maybe 11, but that's about it. Yeah, I know people who, like, there's this one person in my class today. She was really tired because she was on the phone with her friend. I think it was her boyfriend or something like that. And we were taking a study quiz, and she just fell asleep. And I was like, what's wrong? And she said I was on the phone until, like, 5. And then she had to wake up at, like, 6. So I don't see how people do that, on a weekday especially. Go ahead. Well, my mom had to pay the huge bill because I went over my text by, like, a lot. Well, like, because I have Verizon, and there's, like, for $5, you get, like, $2.50, and then, like, for $10, it's, like, $1,000-something, and then for $20, I'm like, you get $5,000. I have the $5,000 one, so I won't go over, but, and it'll be cheaper, but, and then a lot of companies have unlimited, so it's easier to get the unlimited because you won't ever go over, but you still shouldn't be texting a lot. But I know someone who texts 10,000 text messages in 1 month. Go ahead. Oh, sorry. No, because I guess you get to the point where you're used to it. Like when I don't have my cell phone, I feel lost and like I wish I had it back. Like my friends are like, oh, I'll call you on your cell phone. I don't have it, or something like that. But I have a couple of friends who don't have one and don't want one because they're scared that their parents will get mad if they go over, or if you have to get used to it. Let's say, like, I've had my cell phone since the 7th grade, and my friend's never had one, and she wants one now because everyone has one. But I wouldn't say you would be an outcast or anything like that. You'd just be not without a cell phone. Oh.